وَعَلَمُوا If you people knew addressing Sahaba, if you people knew what I knew, لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكِيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا You will laugh less and you will cry more. You laugh less and you will cry a lot. قَالَ Anas radiallahu anhu goes further to say, فَغَطَّ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وُجُوهَهُمْ This one statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such a profound impact on Sahaba that when they heard this from him, that if you people knew what I knew, you would laugh less and you would cry more. They covered their faces, the Sahaba covered their faces, وَلَهُمْ خَنِينَ whilst they all were sobbing. So they covered their faces and they began sobbing immediately from the one statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such an impact. Something we learned from this hadith is that it is not when we listen to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not there just as an entertainment or a story, but something that should affect the heart. It should spur a person into action immediately. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just mentioned, and Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu mentioned that Sahaba immediately covered. So immediately it spurred them into action. Immediately they covered their faces and they were sobbing when they heard this from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Today's hadith of Nabi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam la yaliju an-nara rajulun baka min khashyati Allahi hatta ya'ud al-labanu fi al-dir'i. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not enter the fire of Jahannam. In other words, this person cried for his gunas, he cried for his sins. Out of that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cried. He will not enter the fire of Jahannam until the milk returns back to the udder. To take the milk and now put it back in the udder of the animal is impossible. So to show that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a distance for that person who cries out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how distant and how impossible it is for him to enter the fire, is like taking milk now and trying to put it back into the udder. It won't go back. وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ غُبَارٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَدُخَانُ جَهَنَّمُ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that dust particle that touches a person while it's out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that and the fire of Jahannam will never get together. That will never get together. And the smoke from the fire of Jahannam, so in other words, not the fire itself, but the smoke and the dust that settle on a person's body will never ever get together. In other words, to show how far a person who goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how far Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separates him from Jahannam, that forget the fire, even the smoke doesn't mix with that dust particle that settle on the body. It shows how far Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep this person, that he won't even allow the smoke to mix. But this is all depending that a person doesn't now go and commit such sins that make Jahannam worthy on him. So therefore these days that are coming, especially the 15th night of Shaban, is a day especially to save us and emancipate us when Allah Pak is freeing thousands of souls from the fire of Jahannam, except those few people who Allah Pak makes special exception. Special exclusion, that despite His mercy coming down in such force, these people are removed from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just to mention one of them, is that person who breaks up family ties. That person who disconnects from his family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes this act so much, that despite His mercy coming down in full force, this person is excluded. And like that you get other people that disobey their parents, etc., etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all, and give us the tawfiq of making maximum. And if possible, we should try and fast on these days. If we cannot fast all 3 days, meaning the 13th, 14th, 15th, at least try and fast on the 15th of Shaban. And try and make it a point of learning the du'as. As we mentioned yesterday, we did the du'a that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would recite. Try and learn the du'a. Simple du'a. A'udhu bi afika min iqabik. Wa'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. Wa'udhu bika minka. La uhsi tanan alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. If you don't know it, we can try and get it printed and read it Arabic better. Even if you don't know that, then even the translation, what a beautiful translation. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek protection from your punishment in your forgiveness. So I'm basically throwing myself into your forgiveness, hoping that you'll protect me from your punishment. And Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm seeking protection from your displeasure by throwing myself into your pleasure. And Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm seeking protection from you with you. In other words, from your greatness and your zaat and your beauty and your magnificence, I'm seeking protection using that from you. And then a person says, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite everything that I can praise you, I am unable to praise you. You are as you have praised yourself. Such a beautiful dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make on this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.